On today's program, how does traditional farming encounter the internet? Now you can play real-life Farmville or 开心农场. How does that work and what will it mean for China's agricultural industry? And in Fujian province, two grandparents sued their son for not bringing their granddaughter to them. The local court sides with the grandparents. Do grandparents have rights for visitation? How does it put the parents then? And we would love to hear from you. Just send us a WeChat message to join our live discussion. All you need to do is search for Easy FM Roundtable on WeChat. You can send us a message or a bullet comment. Come and play with us. Pew, pew, pew. Or you can find us on Sina Weibo and share your thoughts with us. Just key in 轻松调频 Roundtable. If you're a podcast listener, we're Roundtable 圆桌会议 there. But first...In response to China's calls for increasing farmers' income and maintaining agricultural development, Anhui Mobile's Chizhou branch and Dongzhi County's government have worked hand-in-hand in establishing an e-commerce platform for the rural areas. Combining the usage of internet with traditional farms, they've come up with a strategic plan to raise agricultural standards with modern technology, promoting a new form of agricultural development. So guys, how does traditional farming meet with the internet?
Two words, beautiful village. Okay, so let's talk about it. Yadu Zhen's Santiao Ling Village, distanced 12 kilometers away from Dongzhi County, possesses a beautiful environment perfect for agricultural industry. This is an ecological orchard that grows fruits including kiwis, pears, peaches, plums, jujubes, among the 300 orchards under the ecological farming system. Hu Shuibin...who is in charge of the orchards, thought, such good products. Why are they not accessible to the outside world, right? You got all this fruit, you got all this delicious stuff. Why is it not accessible to the outside world? Why are they just playing Farmville and not playing the real Farmville? So that's when Liu Lina, Dongzhi's Mobile's client relationship manager, came up with the idea of employing information technology techniques to create Happy Farm, enabling citizens to directly interact with nature by claiming a tree as their own. With the help of Anhui's Mobile Chizhou branch, Hui Shuibin has moved his orchards online, where after citizens claim their trees, they can check on their trees' growth daily. I believe they can also water the tree. They have a saying, and basically the way the tree is kind of taken care of. And so this app will even remind them to take care of the tree. Kind of an interesting way to interact with the food before it gets on your plate, right?
I'm sort of struggling with this one because I think that how do you know that what you're looking at... Okay, let's talk about this app. Presumably you can see the tree on this app, and so you can relate to the tree, and you can see, that's my tree. But how do you know it's your tree? How do you know that everybody using this app isn't looking at the same tree, and there's just one tree sitting in this orchard, and this man is making... Well, somebody must be making some money out of this, I'm sure.
Well, I was wondering the same thing, and that's why I found this little piece of information, this little slice of pear pie, if you will. Indulge me. After installing and setting up the client app, handling your own tree is much more convenient.Claiming a tree only takes the press of a button. The system will automatically send reminders, that, as I had said, on when to water and fertilize your tree. And when the fruits are ripe, customers can bring their family over to pick up the fruits by themselves, fulfilling the entire personal experience of being a farmer. Finally, you can don those farmer shoes you've always wanted to don and go out there and forage for your food.
The boots, the farmer's boots.
But the Wellington boots, which Wellington can be very fashionable.
I like
what
Wellington
a British
boots.
Product. And the part that I thought shouldn't be too difficult to realize, this is your dear tree that you have adopted, is that if you watch closely, you'll probably be able to realize growth that is unique to your tree. And if not, then...You know, they're busted. You found that this is not your tree. So.
Yeah, but supposing I showed you a picture of a tree, and then I showed you a picture of another tree, could you tell which tree was yours?
Absolutely.
Oh, how?
I don't know. But I
no, you're just saying that just to be difficult.
It's my tree. That's how.
But, okay, I like the idea because I grew up in the countryside. I love trees. I love the grass. I love walking through the mountains, etc. So, you know, the whole idea of actually knowing and getting closer to the food that you eat, I think is fabulous because that's what I always used to. That's how I grew up. You grow the food. You go out and pick it when it's ripe and then you cook with it and it's fabulous.
Mm-hmm.
So I think if this is a way of allowing people who can't get to the countryside, not everybody I guess can get to the countryside, can they? To relate, to get closer, to understand how the food that they eat, where it comes from, how it's made.
Yeah, I mean, okay, so I had your initial concern of how do I know this is really my tree? Like, how am I know I'm not being swindled? I always have that first inclination of like, how do I know this is legit? But they're inviting you to bring your family to come pick the fruit from your tree. So I imagine, I mean, if you're a returnee frequently coming to reap the benefits of your hard work via your app to take care of your tree, imagine eventually seeing it in person a couple times, you'll know that's your tree. But at the same time, I don't think this is the bigger message here. I think there was a point where farms in China were suffering, okay? And according to WHO, there are now more than 100 trees that have been claimed in the orchards, and Happy Farm has generated high profits never seen before for these farms. I think this is great. It's teaching people that there's a world outside of their cell phones, but they can interact with it, with their cell phones. It's bringing people closer to nature, and it's giving them a chance to see how that food that you always buy and take for granted in the grocery store gets on your plate.
But do you honestly think that by clicking on a button would bring you closer to nature? Because you're clicking on the button, so the real farmer who's actually next to the tree will do stuff for you on behalf of you, watering the tree, catching a bug, fertilizing it, or, you know, stealing maybe a peach or two from your tree. That kind of thing. So
he better not.
No,
because
they're all very, in the countryside, people are really honest. You know, they're really nice people in the countryside.
I'm sure they are. Righteous stand-up dudes and women. So does that really bring us closer to nature? Are urbanites going to seriously take this bait?
I think it's bringing you closer to nature than you would have been otherwise. So that's
which
nice.
Is never.
That, well, I mean, so you talked about Farmville. And for those of you who don't know, I think it was kind of like an app initially started on social media where you could, like, it's like SimCity, but with farms where you could have a farm and you could check in daily to see how your farm's progressed and make decisions. And basically, you're doing and making all the work a farmer would have to do and make, but you don't reap any of the benefits. Lame. Big lame right there, okay? And I never understood the massive amount of time. And really, sometimes I'm sure you'd be surprised how much time they put into Farmville, this little online application. Now, you can actually maybe own a couple trees and really take part in this kind of Farmville. You can fertilize it. You can water it. That tree is, I guess, your responsibility. And at the same time, too, once it bears fruit, it sounds like you can take your whole family there, have a family outing, and go pick some fruit. Sounds really good to me.
Yeah, you say it's bringing people closer to farming or bringing people closer to understanding where their food comes from, but it's bringing people closer to what? It's bringing people closer to their idea of what being on a farm is. They don't have to get up at 6 o'clock in the morning, 5 o'clock maybe, to go and milk a cow, or in all weathers to, you know, traipse across a muddy field in your designer boots to go and go and check on the sheep.
Not boots.
No?
Stilettos.
Oh, you can't wear stilettos in the countryside.
Yeah, I'll sink into earth, I know.
Impossible.
But, you know, okay, Bob, we're disagreeing. I'm throwing this down. The flag has been thrown down, folks. I'm like, Bob.
I'm going to pick that flag up.
All right.
Throw it down. I'm picking it up.
Though I agree that the person using this app isn't getting the actual toil and hard work a farmer would have to put into doing this, at least they're getting something. It's a step in the right direction.
Oh, it's a step in the right direction. I agree with that.
I don't think it should be shunned. I think it should be encouraged. And maybe there could be more you could do. But at the same time, how many people, being professionals, let's take a professional in the city of Beijing that can't make it out, but maybe every other weekend to go see his tree, if he's so inclined. you know, this guy's a professional too. He has to wake up, get on the subway, do so many things. Of course, he doesn't have time to go actually do that toil. But yet he is helping the farmer by purchasing one of these trees and basically claiming responsibility for it. He is trying to play a part in the process of watering it and fertilizing it, trying to be responsible. So yeah, I would say it's a step in the right direction. And at the same time, how cool is it that you have your own tree, you can visit it, as I understand it, and then you get some fresh fruit, and that's yours. I mean, kind of.
Yeah, well, it should be your fruit, so, but not necessarily your fruit of labor kind of thing. But I think actually this concept is kind of genius, because do city folks honestly want to experience the toil?
Well said.
And there are lots of jobs on the farm which people would not want to do. And I think I'm right in thinking I'm the only person who's actually worked on a farm.
Well,
here.
You mean back home in Wales.
It was actually in England. So there we are. It's very close to Wales, but it was actually in England.
Was it a lot of hard work that city folks like myself with wearing stilettos wouldn't actually want to take up that kind of hard toil?
Want to go into a pigsty and clear out all the unmentionable from inside the pigsty in your stilettos? You can do that if you want to, but it's just not going to, you know, I don't think there's much joy involved in that.
Can I do it if I want to?
By all means, you could do that.
Is there an app for that?
I think probably farmers would be overjoyed if somebody from, you know, downtown Beijing, the central business district, decided that they were going to turn up for a day and actually do some real farming work. It would actually, you know, get down and dirty with the pigs.
What?
Sorry.
I need to second think about that. I'll probably wear the appropriate shoes.
A ball gown.
Yeah.
And stilettos. And a tiara.
Bob! I mean, yeah, okay, I will think about it carefully. But I think the part that these designers of the app are really smart about is they're trying to bring in waves of business. First of all, you need to pay to do all this stuff on the app, and they're also hoping that they could bring real-life human beings onto the farm or near the area. When people actually have to go, they will need to buy things, they'll need to eat, and I think there's a lot of thought that's been given to this kind of business model, but I do wonder how representative it can be for Chinese agriculture people who work in the industry. And also, we hear this a lot about a lot of villages or farms. They have very good produce, but it's always so difficult to make the outside world to know that we are selling these great things here. And in the end, often we see news like the watermelon, the peaches, or whatever farm produce just gets rotten in the field because there is this mismatch or disconnect of information from inside and outside of the villages. So I wonder if this kind of technology can make it possible to avoid such things from happening in the future.
Well, you know, so thinking about this critically, I think for adults this maybe is kind of neither here nor there, in that it would be so huge for them. But I think for kids it's a great idea, and I would say that because I could see a practical application for this in classrooms. Like a classroom buys a tree that they're responsible for, and each day the class has to remember, hey guys, what do we have to do today? What's one of our responsibilities? And that is to water the tree, to fertilize the tree. And then once it's time to pick the fruits, you take the whole class down there. It can be kind of an educational thing. And so finally, these kids are developing an appreciation for nature, how nature provides for you, you know, and so many life lessons. But for older people, like people that are adults, my first question is, why not just have your own garden? If you are so inclined to be a part of this process of growing a plant.
But how practical is that? I mean, somewhere like Beijing, for example, how many people have gardens? Is there enough space?
I feel like you'd be surprised. I feel like, you know, you can really take a little amount of space and create quite a garden for yourself, or at least just take part in the growing process of some fruits. Definitely not an orchard, but at the same time, too, it's more hands-on. And I think, you know, in the U.S., we often say that those people who have their own garden, it's kind of like aesthetically pleasing and really stress relieving for them.
I think there is some merit to getting your hands dirty with earth, dirt.
Yeah.
Those kind of things.
Pigs.
Hey, that's a leap there.
Basically, I think for city folks, maybe, because not many of us can, you know, have a villa with a garden. And if you have an apartment, then, or if you're renting, basically maybe you just have a bonsai, a panzai, that kind of thing. That sounds like the most realistic
thing
I can have.
You can get these little baby pigs now as little pets as well, can't you? Have you seen? They're only, you know, you can have them in the palm of your hand. You could have a...
like a petting zoo.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, you could
do
that.
And make sure that those are the pigs that won't grow into a gigantic one.
Well, that's a bit crucial, yeah.
Yes. And
it's a big mistake.
And Bob, once you've got one of those pets, I'd be happy to pet it, but that will be it.
Well, let's take a look at the future real quick. I want to speculate at where I think this can really go that's interesting. So we're talking about just fruit right now, orchard, basic produce. But we could take this as far as tea and tea gardens and take it to tea enthusiasts, allow them to maybe have a tree and really take part and have the knowledge that comes with the necessary, because, you know, tea, I feel like those plants need a lot of care and attention. And if people are more knowledgeable about that, maybe they'll really appreciate it. At the same time, too, I like beer. And, you know, beer comes from hops.
That's a shock.
I'm a beer enthusiast. But, you know, I know a lot of people that I think would really get behind this, even in the U.S., because brewing your own beer now has become really popular. People online will buy from Amazon.com their own little brew kits. And, you know, a guy and his girlfriend will start brewing their own beer and they'll get really excited and wait that time and eventually try it and make all their friends try it. And maybe some of their friends are like, oh, my God, that's the last time we're trying their beer. But still, there's this amount of satisfaction that comes from taking part in the process and creating something and consuming it. That was yours. So I think if you could do even a little bit more in that you own the hops plant, that would be really cool. I would do that.
Where I can see this working is if we're talking about technology generally, because they are trying to take the internet out into just about every part of China, for example, and trying to help with the logistics. As you say, part of the problem is that farmers are creating some fabulous stuff and they just can't get it to market or they can't find the people who want to buy it. Mm-hmm. But I could imagine that if, say, I wanted to know where my kiwi fruit were coming from or my avocado, it would be great to go online and I could see maybe this farmer has this produce, and then I can click a button and see how they grow the produce. So that's where this comes in, I think. It's that extra step of allowing you to see exactly how the whole thing, the whole process, you know, how it was, how the produce was planted, how it was cultivated. I don't know whether, I have a feeling though, it's the same with any app or any kind of game that you maybe get on the internet. People get bored, you know, and after a while they'll stop watering these plants. That's my worry.
Because the trees aren't doing anything. They look the same.
Well, it's like watching grass grow, isn't it? I mean, essentially. It's just...
Oh, how fascinating. Oh.
But you know, this could go, you know, Bob was alluding to something. I think this could go to some really interesting directions. People find so many interesting and creative ways to make money now in this digital age. What if I'm a guy, okay, and I'm
you
working?
Are.
Yes, we spotted that.
All right, well, a guy in another life. Imagine, Ryan. Oh, that's not Ryan.
That's not Ryan.
I'm taking you far away.
Far
not
away.
So far away. Go but anyways, so I'm working in the city. I'm so busy, okay? And, you know, I got a family, and I want to teach my kids about agriculture at the same time. You know, I want to do this. I want to buy some trees, but I want to make money off the trees. What if I started to buy like an actual quite a few number of trees and take care of them, have my family take a part in the role of taking care of them, and then eventually, come harvest time, we can come sell them to our friends and family or these kind of things, and maybe we could make some money off of it.
Well, this is a lot of what people do back home is that it's quite normal for people to have gardens which are too big for themselves, and they will, anything they have spare, they'll just put it at the front gate, and anybody passing that can just
take
buy
it.
The stuff. And
yeah.
That to me, I think we're looking at two different, going in two different directions. You've got trying to bring all these farms together so you can make food cheap and huge, massive farms. But at the other end of the scale, you've got small people creating quality food, you know, exactly where it's come from. There's no pesticides. There's no, right. You know, there's no problems with it. And from somebody you know, that's the thing.
Yeah.
You know, it's actually somebody that you, who lives next door maybe.
I think these days for urbanites, especially those who earn quite a bit of money or who want to pay attention to the quality of life, we're more, cautious about what we put on our dinner table. So I think agriculture becomes kind of relevant if you can really trace the origins of your tree or your orchard or whatever it is. And it'd be interesting to see whether this kind of business model can catch on, because I have a feeling that it is looking at a relatively niche market right now. And for Chinese agricultural industry to develop, I think more modernization is definitely needed, and we can't just rely on those individual little farmhouses, as standard and quality is so difficult to keep tabs on, basically. So yes, feel free to check out your own Farmville if you want to, and get a little taste of nature without actually getting your hands dirty. You're listening to Roundtable with myself, He Yang, Ryan Price, and Bob Jones in the studio. Right after this short break, we will have our sofa announcement. Stay tuned.
Join us every day from 1 to 2 p.m. on Easy FM for Roundtable, making sense so you don't have to.
You're listening to Roundtable.